Rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
Thanks a lot, Mitch Link. We do appreciate it, as you know, and ready to go with another edition of Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. It is cold out there, but warm in here. 5 below at the Houghton County Airport, 2 below here in downtown Hancock, and we have no delays and no cancellations to report today. Kids, get on up and go to school and have yourself a good day. Wes Baum is with us here on Huskies Drive Time. Good morning, Wes. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Dirk. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you want to introduce our guest right now, or are we going to wait, or what do you want to do?
Let's do it. Let's jump right in. We've got Austin Armga from the men's basketball team, and of course Austin right now is averaging 30 points a game and part of a 4-1 men's basketball team, and they're going to head on the road this week down to Findlay. Austin, good to have you this morning.
Thanks, Wes. It's nice to be here.
Austin, is this your first time in here?
I've been here once
I thought
before.
We had you yep. one time.
About 2 years ago.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's all coming back to me now. Well, Austin, you're having such a great career at Michigan Tech, and I guess let's talk a little bit about the season so far. Let's talk about Thursday's game first before we talk about the Saturday game. And you got the win, and just how this team is gelling now, because it is a different look team than what we had the last couple of years.
It is a way different looking team without Ali Haidar, obviously, and we knew that coming into the season, I think everybody else did too, that we were going to be a completely dynamic team, and we had to have different options to look at, and I mean, that's kind of what Ben and I are doing, kind of filling in, and with Cooley in there, and we have new, younger big guys, and it just gives us a whole different look to our team.
How about the young big guys? I know that was a big question mark for Coach Luke in coming into the season. You know, who's going to fill that spot in the post? And you're still going to have somebody in there, especially on defense, to slow down because there are a lot of good big guys in our league. You know, but those guys seem to be getting more and more comfortable as the games go on.
They definitely are. They're growing into that spot. I know Luke Heller's really been great this last week, and Troy Heck's kind of playing out of position. He's not that big of a big guy, but he can really battle on the defensive end, and he's got some hops where he can get up there and get a lot of boards.
Right now, are able to score the basketball, and your game is not necessarily a stand-and-shoot guy. You're more of a drive and create type of player. Are you feeling a lot more freedom this year with Haidar being out of the post and maybe some more space in there?
Freedom would be one way to describe it. Coaches are looking to put me in the post a little bit more, and I get to play with my back to the basket, which seems kind of weird for why is a 6'3 guy doing that, but I feel really comfortable doing that, and I can square up and become a perimeter player 10 feet away from the hoop, and that really helps my game a lot.
So you guys are looking at, you know, okay, what's the defense trying to do to us? You guys have a lot of options of what you can do, and you know, tell people how important it is to be able to adjust to what a defense is giving you.
It's really important because I mean, if teams come to double or triple the post, we have to be able to swing it around, and we did that really well against Malone. You could see that with Connor McLeod knocking down threes, and I was kicking out to Cooley, and he's shooting 50% behind the line. And if they don't come and double the post like that, we can really exploit it down there, and you can see Luke Heller doing that. He had two double-digit scoring games this weekend.
Well, you go against Walsh on Saturday, and obviously they're a very talented team and a lot of scorers. What did you feel about that game? And I know you guys probably thought you should have got the win, but you know, talk about the game a little bit.
It was high energy, a really intense game. It went up and down. We knew coming in that they were going to be an extremely athletic team, that their guards were going to be quick and their bigs were going to be big. I mean, that was the first 7-footer we've seen all year, too. I don't even know how to pronounce his name, but I don't know if anyone
does. Creation, yeah.
Yes. But we knew coming in that it was going to be probably the toughest battle that we had all year. And I feel like we took one of their best punches that they threw out this year when they shot over 60% for that game, and we hung in there, but every time that we got close, we shot ourselves in the foot. It wasn't them really beating us. It was kind of in our own huddle that we beat ourselves. We missed a couple defensive moves, a little help and recover. We missed here and there, and that kind of hurt us at the end.
How is it going into a game like that when a team is shooting that well against you? There's not much you can do, but other than maybe just try to throw them off their game a little bit. I mean,
a little. You have to hang in there. I mean, they're coming at you, and you're just standing there taking a punch right to the chin, and it's like, wow. You play 34 seconds of just perfect defense, and with that shot clock winding down, here they are drilling a 25-footer right in your face. And all you got to do is just pick yourself up and go down and try to score, too.
In a game like that, it seemed like it was, you know, you were just trying to keep up scoring-wise until you could get a few stops, and it seemed that it never happened, that you got the stops that you needed, and just seemed kind of it was an odd Michigan Tech men's basketball game because... You know, it's not Coach Luke's style. He doesn't like shootouts, does he?
No, not really. He'd rather see us win probably 50-45 or something like that. But this one was in the 90s and 80s. And, I mean, we're going to have to score points this year to win, especially with the new NCAA rules and bringing it to the hoop and the more fouls that they're calling. But... I don't know. That's not really our style, scoring 90 points a game.
Well, talk about the new rules. And obviously, you know, you've got to be pretty happy with how that's going. You know, guys can't slow you down and check you with your hands and try to keep you in front. And obviously, you've benefited from that.
I definitely have. And they kind of say that they try to give more freedom to the game now so it can be more artistic and not you just have like these beastie media heads just being able to push you around and everything. So driving to the hoop, it gives you a little more freedom. And in the post, too, as well, it gives you a little more freedom because guys can't just push you out of there and just throw their weight around. And, I mean, I'm not that big of a guy, so that really benefits my game.
What would Ollie Hader do in a situation like we have with the fouls being called this year?
He might foul out every team in the GLIAC, I'm pretty sure.